The Air Force has flagged nearly 20 buildings on Eielson Air Force Base for reuse, repurposing, or demolition as part of the plan to relocate the F-16s from Eielson to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Fairbanks leaders had another chance today to ask questions about developments in the plan during a teleconference with Air Force officials in Fairbanks. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
If the Air Force really is considering demolition, North Pole Mayor Doug Isaacson is concerned future options for Eielson Air Force Base are limited.
We were told that they are looking at military construction in terms of a useful life of a building is only 10 years. That's foolish spending. In my layman observation, we should be making buildings to last a little bit longer.
The idea that the Air Force might demolish the infrastructure that supports the aggressor squadron raised Jeff Jacobson's eyebrows as well. He's the Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor's chief of staff. Jacobson wonders if the Air Force plans to close Eielson altogether in the future.
Well, with the ongoing reports and the development of the statistics, I kind of see the handwriting on the wall as far as you keep downsizing the manpower, the buildings, the mission status. If the whole effort is to save money, it looks like the real savings is Eielson goes away eventually. And so if that's the reality, then come out and say it. Let's have an exit plan. Let's have as a community, adjust to that new reality.
Air Force Brigadier General Mark McLeod responded by telling Jacobson and the rest of the group that the Air Force's plan hasn't yet been finalized.
Ultimately, the answer to your question is we will preserve the missions that remain on Eielson, the contingency support capabilities of the location, and then we need to make a determination on what happens to the additional facilities.
Other questions were raised about how the Anchorage School District might absorb more than 1,000 students as part of the move. Questions about the effects on the housing market in both Fairbanks and Anchorage are also still in play. Those who took part in the teleconference still have questions about the Air Force's estimated 5-year, $227 million savings in manpower as well. The Tiger Team, as the group calls itself, will host another teleconference with the Air Force in 2 weeks. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.